saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, last night in Madison Square Garden, things got really, really weird. Here was the sequence, as it was called by Mike Breen. No, it was not on ESPN, but he was calling the game for MSG Network last night. Nick, here is the Knicks wild sequence.
One sec.
All right. It was so wild that there was silence before it started.
I mean, it was pretty crazy.
It was. It was so crazy. People were stunned into silence. Now, here it is.
The Hart back to Brunson. Brunson double team, splits the defense. Lowry takes it away, picked up by DiVincenzo. 8 on the 24, DiVincenzo, corner to Brunson. Sidestep, three-pointer, shot. It's good! Took the bounce and went in. Two-point game. Ball knocked loose, and Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo, his shot. Won't go, Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining. The Garden is shaking right now. What an incredible sequence.
Yeah, first it took two offensive rebounds, then a steal. Now, there was question about whether or not there was a foul. Mark writes in. He was a very frustrated either a Sixers fan or a Knicks hater, either one.
I actually think Mark is a Clippers fan.
Well, he said, if you notice on the sideline, Nurse is trying to call a TO twice during the play, once when Lowry is inbounding and another when Maxey has the ball on the floor. Nurse addressed the issue in the postgame interview and said the ref ignored him both times. They also missed calling an obvious foul by both Brunson and Hart on Maxey during the play. Just dreadful officiating. These officials should not be allowed to do any additional playoff games this season. I mean, it was obvious that he was being held.
Yeah, that, I mean, you
Maxey
can see
easily
there's
being
a picture
held
from the baseline where you see. I don't know if he called a timeout, though. Have you rewatched the play?
I have, and it's hard to say.
Because he's doing the thing where he sits there, and he's waiting, and I'm watching it in slow motion. When the ball suddenly is in the air the first time, that's when it looks like he does it. You can't call a timeout when the ball is suddenly in motion. In
right, yeah, it's so got to be a dead ball.
So then he stops, he's waiting. They get it back, and then he doesn't call a timeout until the ball is on the floor and they no longer own possession of it. So
right.
I don't think that he does. And I've rewatched that a bunch of different times, and I just don't...
timeout should have happened either from the bench or it should have happened from the inbounder.
Yeah.
Just say, okay, things are a little wild here. Let's call timeout, settle things down. We talked about this earlier. I mean, in the NBA, they've got the stupid advance the ball rule. Here's a classic example of a place to do it. Because even though it gives the Knicks a chance to set up their defense, sometimes it's better for a defense to work in chaos. And that's what happened. You had a chaotic sequence of events that led to the first bucket in the first place. And then right underneath the basket where all this, you know, turmoil is going on, that's the moment where if you're the inbounder, call the TO, settle everything down, you move the ball out, done.
Yeah.
You know, listen, I get it. The officials blew the calls on those plays, but don't put yourself in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put yourself in that spot. Or go get a freaking defensive rebound.
Yeah, that too.
They missed out on two.
On different possessions, they missed out on multiple rebounds. Yeah, they completely pooped the bed. And then, we haven't even talked about it, their last possession was hideous. What are they doing on that final possession where suddenly Embiid is putting up a deep three? With a tenth of a second left, if that, I do not understand what happened to that team in the last, 35 seconds or so in that game.
Well, here was Joel Embiid after the game. This is just the one labeled Embiid, Nick.
Did you think you guys had gotten a timeout in?
Yes, we did. I mean, everybody on the floor was trying to call a timeout, myself, including Nico, coach on the sideline. but that they give it to us. But, you know, forget about the timeout. There's a bunch of fouls. You know, that's, yeah, like I said, that's unacceptable.
Everybody's trying to call a timeout. Josh just looked at the play again. He didn't see anyone calling
a
timeout.
Well, I'm looking for Embiid, first of all. Yeah, Embiid literally never signals for a timeout, except for when they don't have the ball anymore.
Right.
Again, people wanted the timeout when the ball was on the floor and they had turned it
right.
over.
Yeah, you can't call a timeout when it's a 50-50 ball. You got to have possession in order to call the timeout.
Yeah.
But Embiid doubled down. He said, it doesn't matter that we're down 2-0. We're winning this thing.
We should be 2-0, so, you know, we're good. We're going to win this series. You know, we're going to win this. We know what we got to fix. We did a better job today, so we're going to fix it. But we're the better team, and we're going to keep fighting.
Yeah, I definitely don't agree with him there.
Well, and he also said all of this while his head is down.
Yeah.
The body language, the audio sounds like he's confident.
Dude, it does.
The body language says everything but. I mean, he's sitting there, his head is down.
Stick to sports,
he's not
John.
Looking up.
Do you remember the discourse that surrounded the 1960 presidential election between the debate between JFK and Nixon, where people who listened on the radio were like, man, Nixon won that debate. But people who watched it on TV were like, what are you talking about? No JFK won that debate.
Exactly.
If you hear that audio, he does sound like a confident guy. He sounds like someone that you're like, yeah. But yeah, the visual of it is striking, given that he is obviously the leader of that team, a former MVP, etc.
Then to the nightcap in Denver. The Lakers led by as much as 20 until Jamal Murray happened.
LeBron, no! Porter's got it! Nuggets, 12 seconds remaining. They're not going to call timeout.
Nine seconds remaining.
Murray's got to go. Murray. Let's it fly. Yeah!
Oh, my God!
I want that to be a new drop. If Creighton has a – next time Creighton has a walk-off or a game winner in basketball, can you just do that?
Yeah, could. I mean, it was the TV broadcast, so they didn't have to be very descriptive.
I guess that's true.
I mean, you could tell who won the game.
Who's the home team? I could figure it out.
It was Denver. But it spoiled another great effort by Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Who was awesome until the end.
Yeah. What was it? He made his last shot with 6 or 7 minutes left in the game. His last field goal came with 6 or 7 minutes in the game.
That's a long drought for a guy who scored that many points.
Connor Happer, friend of the Grum and host of the Connor Happer Show, he described earlier their Mickey Mouse title in the bubble during COVID. Or have you disrespected the COVID title too, the bubble title? We were going through a pandemic, and Happer is disrespecting what he did that year.
I mean,
very interesting.
It's a championship. They all competed under the same conditions.
Exactly. Thank you, John. Go Lakers, 17.
But it doesn't help when you disappear in the last 6 minutes of a game.
By the way, he pointed out it was 7:25 in the third quarter. Thanks for listening, Happer.
Okay.
That's rough. It's 19 minutes of action.
The last quarter and a half, he disappeared.
Yikes.
And so, too, did the lead.
Yeah. Oh, the lead went away, and then they lost.
Here was Anthony Davis asked about.
Did he say F.U. Happer?
No, but he basically did.
Okay.
Here's Anthony Davis.
Can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? What was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
What is the...
Mic drop.
Yeah, did he, that's what it was?
Yeah, he just dropped the mic.
So funny.
He just dropped the mic,
Jamal
got
made
up,
a shot.
And walked off. He just dropped the mic, got up, and walked
look,
off.
Look, he did his responsibilities. He answered a question, he answered a tough question, and then he left.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Something tells me he was probably set up for it, knowing that they were going to get that kind of an answer because, again, the guy disappeared for the last quarter and a half.
Not great. Not great, John. Neither team that is coming, that is down 0-2, rather, is going to come back and win those series. Neither of those teams is going to do so. It's too tough. They both had leads. The Sixers lead. Yeah, I mean, the Lakers were up under a minute to go. They were up by two. The Sixers blew what? Was it a 5-point lead?
It was a 5-point lead,
right? I mean,
lead in the last 30 seconds.
Meltdown. Absolute meltdown. The Lakers one is rough because they were up by 20, and it just slowly disappears. But to leave the home locales of the higher seed and get to go home, have it 1-1 would have been massive. And so it's not even that – it sounds like last football season. It's not that they lost. It's how they lost, and now it's that the series is 2-0. It could have been. They were probably thinking, oh, man, it's about to be 1-1. It's about to be 1-1. It's going to be great.
Well, Joel Embiid wasn't happy with the officials. You know who else wasn't happy with the officials last night?
Was it Anthony Davis?
No, LeBron James.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I said it. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the fuck do we have a replay center? It's going to go. It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. Sorry I didn't answer your question, but that shit is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers Knicks game too. What are we doing?
He gets a slide swipe at the other game too.
Yeah.
Wow. Now you hate the refs, John. Will you handshake meme with LeBron here?
Well,
or is it only okay for fans and media to complain about the refs, but not the players?
No, it's
or
fine.
Or Aaron Boone.
It's fine for the players to complain about the refs. Listen,
handshake,
I mean, is it a great look? No, but when
for the refs or for LeBron?
Well, for LeBron, for both LeBron and Embiid, given that they're the teams that lost the game, they
sure.
blew the game.
But the winners don't ever complain about the refs.
No, the winners never complain about the refs.
Because you won.
Because you won the game.
Yeah.
Again, were there things missed at the end of the Knicks game? Sure. Was there a foul? Because that's what he's complaining about, that there was a high foul.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you can't review the common foul. You're reviewing the elbow to the face.
Yeah.
Or the forearm to the face. And... you know, LeBron's saying, well, why did we have this in the first place? It's a good question. Again, I think that we have tried to make replay everything that it can't be. We've tried to officiate everything so perfectly because we have the glorious instant replay that we've kind of let replay overrule things or overdo things.
But yet then there are things that we don't review.
Exactly. I mean, it's so – the application is so inconsistent across all sports where and it just drags everything down, you know. And so I will agree with LeBron on this point.
Handshake meme.
Either use it or don't.
I feel.
Either use it for what it's intended to
or
use
get rid
for,
of it.
Or get the hell out of here.
I felt that way for a few years now. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I almost would just rather not have it. You know, just get rid of it entirely.
I've said this forever. I still believe this. I believe that instant replay has made officiating worse.
Well, especially in basketball, because
yes.
they do. It's so fast sometimes where the ball will hit the line, they'll turn. Woo, 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 woo.
Exactly.
Time to look at the replay.
Instead of just trusting
call
your instincts,
yes.
instead of trusting your instincts, instead of just making a call, instead the first thing you do is twirl your little finger in the
woo,
air.
Woo, woo.
No, that's a cop out. Instant replay has made officiating worse because now you know you have that nice big safety net. You know, it's no different than. You know, if you're watching a high wire act and that high wire artist knows there's no net down below me, I better be on my game. But if they know they got the net down there, guess what? They can be a little bit sloppy, and over time, doesn't happen right away, but over time, skills deteriorate, you get a little sloppy, you get a little lazy, and you get what you get.
Yeah.
I think that is what has happened, is replay has made officiating worse.
Yeah, and it shows. It shows because, like you said, make a call, stick with it. They make a call, and they immediately are like, all right, let's go take a look at it so we can get the correct call.
Now, the part of it that I won't handshake meme with LeBron, Andy Bailey, who covers the NBA, tweeted this out today. And the Lakers have led the NBA in free throw attempt differential in each of the last two seasons. Their total has more than doubled the second place team in each of the last two seasons. The Lakers have a plus 983 free throw attempt differential. In other words, they have taken almost 1,000 more free throw attempts than their opponents. The next nearest team is the Miami Heat at plus 386.
Hey, but the call went against him in that one moment. So, you know, they got to fix it.
I guess so.
Got to fix it, John. That's a lot of free throws. That's a huge disparity between first and second.
Almost 1,000.
That
Nick,
is
it is almost 1,000.
That is nuts. I mean, if anything, that would get me to investigate, why are the Lakers so good at drawing fouls?
I mean, they are big. They have a big guy in the down low. They have LeBron James.
What, are they playing? Are they playing tiny people?
No.
Are they playing other teams that aren't big, too?
John, you know, you have a big center. You have a big power forward like LeBron
James. Other teams
big
don't have a big center and a big power forward?
John, they're big, strong men with tears in their eyes. They come up and they say, sir, can I get a foul call? And the ref's like, yeah, sure, why
and
not?
And basketball is in their hand.
Hack.
I didn't realize Jokic was such a tiny baby person.
Well, you know, if they played the Nuggets every game, first of all, they never win. Second of all, I don't know what the foul disparity would be.
They don't really win.
No, they don't.
Point.
They don't.
All right, we got more to come. Update on the Nebraska women's basketball lawsuit.
Again, a Tuesday arrives, and what does the Grum Down not have? Wooden bats and rubber hats.
Oh, sad.
My baby, I put so much effort into this every single week, and you never tease it.
It's Josh's baby. Josh loves babies.
No, I don't.
I don't like teasing babies.
You don't like teasing babies?
No.
Well, let me give you a tease, John. Have you subscribed yet to 1620 the email?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Have all of our listeners subscribed yet to 1620 the email?
Yes, and some have unsubscribed.
Well, resubscribe today at 1620thezone.com. Nick puts videos in there sometimes. Lots of great content, exclusive content. We have prizes and such, contests. Remember when we gave away that trip to Las Vegas?
I do.
Yeah, there will be other prizes
right
like
now,
that.
Day to Remember. You can get tickets to see A Day to Remember in July.
Nick, we're trying to get people to subscribe, not to scare them away.
It's a well-known band. People
well-known.
Like to see.
Well-known. John, do you know who A Day to Remember is?
No, but same. I know that I'm watching Coastal Carolina. And they're doing skipping drills right now.
Mm.
It's a very unique way of stretching. They're just skipping around orange cones.
Yeah, I tell you,
you should try skipping sometimes.
It almost
John.
Looks like they're rehearsing for the Oompa Loompa dance.
And
yeah,
for someone
in
who watches so many athletic events, sometimes you just stun me with how little you know about athletics, John. Let's get warmed up.
When was the last time you skipped,
I understand
John.
That. I've just never seen that before. Mm. It's just different.
Jeremy says John Kalk never fouls. Maybe they also play good D.
Mm.
Interesting. Yeah, some
he's
people
been
would
called
say,
for fouls before.
Some say that Creighton should be called for more fouls. Some say.
I think Creighton lives in that guy's head rent free.
Nice.
Must be roommates with Jack Mitchell.
Nice.
1620 the Zone.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.